سنت بہت صحیح ہے. اب آپ نے مانا تو آپ نے سائنس والوں کی بات مانی, آپ نے سنا تمہاری آنکھ کھلی نہ تو تمہارا ہاتھ کھلا, ہاتھ بھی بند کچھ بھی نہیں کر سکے. آہستہ آہستہ وہ رب ہے جنہوں نے تدریجن تمہیں ایسے بنایا کہ تم پھر چلنے لگے, کودنے لگے, دوڑنے لگے, بھرے ہوئے, پھر تمہاری شادی ہوئی, طاقت ہوئی, تمہاری اولاد ہوئی, اور تم پھر بڑی عمر کو تمہاری عقل کمال, اور آپ کو کوئی پیٹرول بھی ختم نہیں ہوا, تو آپ کہاں کیسے صحیح راستے پہ پہنچو گے؟ ویسے اپنی جگہ پر آپ غلط راستے. تو جو لوگ صحیح جنت کے راستے پہ چلے, اگر ان کو پنچر بھی ہو گیا, کوئی گناہ ہو گیا, اور کوئی ان کا پیٹرول بھی ختم ہو گیا, کوئی اور ذرا ان کی کمی بیشی ہو گئی, کوئی نہ کوئی مغفرت توبہ ہو جائے گی, جنت پہنچ جائیں گے, اللہ صاف کر دیتے. تو اللہ جانتا ہے میرا بندہ میں نے بنایا, اور یہ غلطی تو کرے گا, لیکن یہ صحیح, یہ اہم چیز ہے کہ ایمان لے آؤ, کوشش کرو, توبہ استغفار کرتے رہو, تو تم اللہ تعالی وعدہ کرتے مغفرہ, اور صرف مغفرت نہیں, اجر و اجر کبیر, بہت بڑا اجر اس دنیا کے اندر. ہو سکتا تھا کہ اللہ تعالی جنت آراف, جنت اور جہنم کی جگہ میں اب تم یہی رہو, نہیں, اللہ کہے اجر کبیر دیں گے, جنت دیں گے, اور جنت کے محلات دیں گے, اور اونچی جگہ بھی ہم آپ کو دیں گے. تو جو لوگ اللہ سے ڈرتے ہیں, اللہ کو, اللہ کا انکار نہیں کرتے, مانتے ہیں, ایمان والے,
مسلسل کا جام لے عشاق اپنی کیف, مسلسل کا جام لے گر سنت رسول کو مضبوط تھام لے, دینے لگے صدائے سعادت کے راستے, دینے لگے صدائے سعادت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع, دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع, محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کی اتباع, دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع, محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کی اتباع, ملتا ہے مولا عشق رسالت ہم پر, کھلے ہوئے ہیں ولایت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, گر چاہیے خدا کو دل میں بسائیے, گر چاہتے ہیں دل میں خدا کو بسائیے, مرشد کی مان لیجیے نگاہیں بچائیے, گر چاہتے ہو دل میں خدا کو کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے.
So many ways there are to reach Allah Ta'ala. So, hey you to be shumar riyadat ke liye ke raaste, par mustanad wahi hai shariat ke raaste. But the most strongest and solid road to reach Allah Ta'ala is the one of shariat, the one of Quran and Hadith. To practice on Quran and Hadith, that is the most solid foundation, most solid way of reaching Allah Ta'ala. پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے. A person that has reached Allah Ta'ala, if he hold on to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam firmly, then they will be drinking goblets of love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is how this love of Allah will come. Because as Allah Ta'ala has declared himself, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you want this love, relationship between you and Allah, fattabi'uni. Follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhbibkumullah, Allah will love you. And a person, his love does not start with Allah Ta'ala, us in return. Then all our ranj and alam, our problems, Allah will remove them. We don't have to confront those problems head on. and try and sort them out. What we really have to do is we have to please Allah Ta'ala. Bring Allah's commandments in our lives. When that will happen, Allah will remove all these problems for us. There won't be even a storm in a teacup. That also it won't be. It will be nothing. Allah will remove all these problems when our connection with Allah Ta'ala is corrected. Such a mujahada which is all the time, till the end of one's life. Bad thoughts will come to a person. Now, not to build on that bad thoughts. Bad thoughts which come of their own, we are not responsible. They are not guna also. And we didn't bring them, they just passed through the heart. Some bad thoughts came. That is no guna and they are not harmful also. In fact, they must be turned into fuel for the love of Allah Ta'ala. Japan asked South Africa many years, thought these are wasawis. And wasawis, we are not responsible for them. And the easiest way to save ourselves from wasawis is that we don't pay attention to them. Which the Buzurgan Deen have given so many beautiful examples. Like you are walking on the road, a dog starts barking at you, running after you. If you pay attention to it, you try and chase it away, more it will come for you. But you ignore it, it will leave you. You just carry on. So wasawis are like that. They are these dogs that are trying to example. Not only these things. In other words, the whole of Sharia. Particularly which Hazrat's ta'aleem is, that your heart, the evil thoughts and your gazes, dakhno se apne paanche upar uthaye. Keep your trousers above your ankles. Yeah, if we make a mistake and we think that this is now only these things we have to watch and we don't worry about other things of Sharia, that what Hazrat's main teachings are, only that. But Hazrat, if we study his teaching, everything, what finally, and then the trouser must be above the ankle, safeguarding the eyes, and don't think of evil. But if a person thinks that I've done, now I'm all right, I've finished my course. No, they have just now entered into the course. And your cause won't end till mort, till iman. You don't die, your last breath comes out with iman. Till then your cause is not finished. So a person must never think that only these few things. We get bluffed very easily in these things. A person, students who graduated, first thing they thought they hurt somebody's feelings, they feel guilty about it. And today we do what and what wrong, but we don't worry about it at all. And the sad part is to those who are most close to us. Like for example, Sahibul Jamb, your wife, the person who is right next to you, who is your Rafiqai Hayat, your companion of life. But we break their hearts, we hurt their feelings, and we don't even think of it. In fact, it's an achievement. We manage to, and today one great wrong that is also being committed is to be, no, the whole of deen we have to keep on making effort. Khush kijiye Nabi ko itaat ke raaste. Make Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy by itaat, by being obedient and following in his footpath. Dihe khudai paak ne khud uski ittila. And this Allah himself has said. Nasi qat'i Quran Sharif's ayat, a clear ayat. Mehboob haq banati hai sunnat ke raaste. Fattabi'uni yuhbi. Only the haram namaz, qaza all his namazes. He was totally, so to learn shariat and the limits of sharia is also, and this cannot be done without a guide. With your own, you hear the fazilat of durood sharif. Many people already 10,000 durood. And they hardly get started and they already stuck. It's like your car, when you have to take off on a hill, and you take off instead of first gear, you take out on fourth gear. The car will just jerk and switch off. When you come to fourth gear, start off with first move.
A'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالرب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, as we all know, this is a Islahi Jalsa. And what is a Islahi Jalsa? So beautifully our Sheikh explains that if we look around us, and I'll be laying here, no one will say that Mazhar Maulana Mazhar Sahib, everyone will say, take the body from you. So in actual fact, you cannot see me. Because the actual main component of insan is this ruh. So our Shaykh explains that everything around us is made for the body. And how much of effort do we make for this ruh? Shocked. And they took a lesson from it. Because a Muslim doctors, so they all took lesson from this. So in the same way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah. It was a 950 years he preached, but his ummah did not, the nation did not listen. And they got involved in idol worship. So much so that his own son did not listen. And the azab came upon them. And Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam told his son, Ya Bunayya,